Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Well, we're lucky enough to have the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, join us and you know, speak to his constituency live over the air of 98.7 ESPN. Governor Murphy, how are you? It's Michael, Don, and Peter.
Hey, I'm doing well, Michael, Don, and Peter. Big fans of yours, and I appreciate you having me on for a few minutes today.
Thank you very much. Governor, I don't think there's a handbook for something like this. Yeah, you could prepare for certain things to happen, but this is beyond anything that we've seen. The closest thing would be 1918. None of us were around.
Yep.
Is this an overwhelming time for you and the people that work with you?
It is. I mean, this is something you couldn't be more right. There's no place to turn to say, hey, what did we do last time we saw this? None of us have ever seen this. I'm blessed to be surrounded by extraordinary professionals, our health commissioner, our own team in my office. It's a whole of government approach, as you can imagine. We're getting hit hard. I mean, folks in Jersey will know this, but the numbers here are tough. You know, we're part of the, up north in our state at least, part of the Metro New York reality. So we announced just today alone an additional 2,500 positive cases and 19 more fatalities of blessed souls who are no longer with us. So we've been trying to, you know, there are some silver linings here, but it's tough when you talk about loss of life. They ain't coming back, and there's just no other way to put that. We started meeting in January on this, so I guess that's I'm thankful for that. We were early on it. And we've been trying to stay out in front of this. We're about to shut down a state right now as any state in America, and that's really, Michael, the key is to basically stay home so the thing doesn't spread, so we break the back of that curve that they talk about, which means that our healthcare system doesn't go into tilt mode. So we're aggressively doing that, and at the same time, we're expanding our capacity in the healthcare system because we can't be guaranteed of the timing as it relates to the social distancing impact. And we're doing both aggressively. We're working with the Trump administration, with Congress. We're finding common ground with our private sector leaders. We're turning over every stone, Michael, to find equipment, solutions, healthcare workers who are our heroes, and we will not relent.
Governor, I know our Bergen County residents are concerned. I know the Paramus location for testing has been overwhelmed, sometimes closing 30 minutes in because of the number of people online. Is that getting better? And where can people go if they are turned away?
Listen, it is getting better. And Bergen County is ground zero, so I'm just looking at the numbers of the 6,900 cases we have in the state that are positive testing, 1,200 in Bergen County. That's twice as much as the next county. And so here is, you know, there's more testing that's being opened up. Ocean County is going to open up tomorrow. And that's all good news. But here's the challenge that we have, and we're going to have some forks in the road coming up. First of all, nobody should get a test or should seek to get a test unless they've got symptoms. That's the most important thing I could say. If you're just worried about this, I don't blame you. Who isn't? But if you don't have symptoms, please step aside and let the folks who do have symptoms get in there and get tested. The majority of the tests, by the way, that are coming back negative. It's about 70-30 right now, negative to positive. That's a good thing. And just because we've got a lot of positives, while that's at one level that, you know, that concerns people, at another level, the more data we have, actually the better we are equipped to handle this. But here's the fork in the road that I want to make sure everybody has got in their mind. There's a limited amount of equipment for the actual specimen collection. There's a limited amount of personal protective equipment for our healthcare workers, and there's a limited amount of healthcare workers. On the first two, we need the feds really in a big way to continue to try to help us. We've gotten some of what we've asked for, but we're a long way off from what we need. At a certain point, we're going to have to make some tough calls in a limited supply world of either equipment or bodies. We're going to have to make some tough calls between testing on the one hand and putting those healthcare workers and putting that equipment into care for people who are sick. So in a perfect world, I want to test everybody. But we may have that trade-off before us sooner than later, and that's something I want to make sure folks are prepared for.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is our guest here on the Michael Kay Show. So Mayor de Blasio of New York City said it's going to get worse in April and it's going to get even worse in May. Is that the arc that you're looking at, Governor?
We are. I'm not sure I've got the same arc as Mayor de Blasio. And by the way, he and Governor Cuomo, we speak to all the time, and they are partners in this. It's going to get worse before it gets better, Michael. And it's going to I'll be shocked if that doesn't continue meaningfully into May. So I hope I'm wrong about that. We're trying to model ourselves right now. We're a very different state in terms of the dynamic, in terms of how you model the curve in New Jersey is very different than New York City. So New York City looks and feels a lot like our northern counties. Bergen County was raised, but we look very different, for instance, in a place like Cape May County, which has cases as well. All 21 counties have cases, but it's a different dynamic. So it's a reality we're going to be with, and I'll be shocked if we're not dealing with this meaningfully in May.
Governor, a lot of our listeners have shore houses, and my wife's bugging me. Hopefully one day we'll have one, but for the people that have houses down there, please tell them why it's a bad idea to leave where they are now and go down the shore.
Yeah, it's a great point. And I didn't put that strong recommendation out happily, because the shore is our crown jewel. I don't blame your wife, by the way. Seriously, it's a crown jewel unlike almost any other jewel in any other states in America. Here's the problem. Particularly in the off season, there just isn't sufficient healthcare infrastructure. It just isn't. And it's not just that we are asking folks who live in a Bergen County to stay in their primary home or any other county in the state. And you have a big, as you know, a big north-south reality. You've also got a big New York reality in the summer months and a big Pennsylvania reality. And so we love our neighbors, but I'm begging everybody to stay in their primary residence, whether you live in New Jersey or whether you live in one of our neighboring states. We just don't have the infrastructure to deal with you on the shore.
Governor, I'm sorry, Michael. If there's just one overall message that if someone's just jumping by the Michael Kay Show right now and just hears you for a second, what is the message you want to get to all residents of New Jersey?
Number one, stay at home. Number two, this is a war. We win wars like World War II, not because we panic, but because we're smart, we're aggressive, we're proactive. We work our tails off. We show courage. We don't turn on each other. We rise and fall as one family. If we, all 9 million of us, do all the things we're supposed to do, from the little stuff like washing with soap and water, all the way up to the big policy decisions that we're taking, and we don't turn on each other, and we come together like never before, and we're seeing it, by the way, if we do all that, we will unequivocally get through this. Not unscathed, not without mistake, not tomorrow, but we will get through this stronger than ever before.
All right. I know you have limited time. I appreciate the time you've given us, but I have to ask you this, Governor. You seem like the nicest guy. You're a big sports fan.
Yeah.
But you're a fan of Boston teams. Why?
Oh, come on now. listen, I was born in Boston. I grew up outside of Boston. But,
there you go. Okay.
All right. But let me give you something. I'm a huge Devils fan. Greg Schiano is one of my heroes. I was, in a very modest way, was involved in that. I love that. Steve Pikiell is one of the top 5 or 10 basketball coaches in America right now. Miles Powell is top 5 basketball player. It breaks my heart that they weren't able, along with Rutgers, to be able to get to the dance, and I suspect they both would have done well. So there's lots of Jersey sports stuff that I love. I want to let there be no doubt about it. Please don't hold it against me where I was born.
We can give you free tickets to Yankee games if we can turn you.
That will be a little harder, but I appreciate the spirit, Michael.
Well, you keep up your spirit. I know these are hard times, and we appreciate having somebody like you in the middle of it leading everybody.
Hey, listen, I just want a serious point. You guys are the best. I'm huge fans of yours, and you're part of the reason why we're going to get through this. Folks, when they have a friendly voice that they can hear and turn to, that matters a lot. So thank you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Governor Murphy.
Thanks, Governor.
See you guys.
Well, you know what? Peter, I'm sure you agree too. I like being spoken to like I'm an adult. this is not easy. There's going to be casualties. It's going to get worse before it gets better. But you want people to tell you the truth.
Right.
You don't want to fly blind. And he's not letting the people of New Jersey fly blind. And neither was Cuomo, and neither was Lamont in Connecticut. I think all three governors are doing a really good job alerting people, educating people, and telling them the truth.
Here's what it comes down to, that art of being able to talk with urgency and not panic people at the same time, and to be a calming influence but also be stern enough to be able to tell people what to do and for those people to listen. It's a gift to have. I think all three governors have had it, and I think that's so important when you're trying to deliver a message to the masses. He's responsible for 9 million people in New Jersey, all different ethnicities, all different economical situations, and he's able to find that voice. I think he's really done a great job of delivering the message, and I think he did a good job today.
It is time now for one of Don's daily lists.
Hey, everybody, it's me. I'm back, and guess what? It's another Don segment.
We're doing the lists, Michael. I don't care if you don't like it.
The Daily Don.
I'll fight to the death for this list.
It's the Daily Don Show. He makes lists.
Take it away, Donnie.
Now, I know I'm a little limited on time, guys, so I don't know if you still want to guess or not. But
yeah.
I wanted to go off of the theme of the television themes from yesterday with Peter.
Okay.
I wanted to do it differently. I wanted to do sports network themes. Top five.
Sports network.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so does this mean it means the network and the sport?
The network and the sport or a particular show involved in sports with their theme song for that particular event.
In other words, the NBA on NBC is obviously there.
The NBA on NBC
is John Tush vehicle.
Is number two.
Number two. So, wow. Michael, what's going to be the old geezer number one? I'm guaranteeing it's something old for number one.
Hmm. Well, how about the NBA on CBS theme?
No, I just stuck with the NBA on NBC. I think that's the iconic one.
Fraud.
Play it for us, Joel. Just you get a sense of you can hear Bob Costas. You can hear Pat Riley when he was in studio. Remember that? Just takes you back to those classic games. I can't hear it without the fart noise now because you ruined it, Peter. But still, it's iconic. All right, that's what I have at number two.
It's new, but I wonder if you've put Fox Football on there.
Fox Football is number three.
I'm sorry. We have to own it. It belongs now.
And I got to be honest, it's going to give you, I think it's so much better than CBS's. Yeah.
Another football one. Monday Night Football.
That's number one.
Yeah. Nothing better.
How could it not be number one? Now, we've ruined it with the Here Comes Football, but you know what?
How did we ruin all of these?
Now, two of these are just personal preferences, but I do think they're iconic in their own way.
NHL on ESPN.
Is number five.
I know you, Don. That's great. I love it.
It is still iconic. And this one, it's not quite necessarily the theme, but you really heard it during the show. And tell me you're not going to know exactly, take you back to a certain time and two particular announcers. When you hear this song, it is going to resonate with any fan of this particular sport. And I stand by it at number four.
Yeah, I mean,
NFL primetime. Come on. You're not thinking about Chris Berman.
Now, I'll tell you this. You left out a blatant omission.
You leave it out.
Yeah, I guess that was redundant, but there is a blatant omission here. You're not going with any of the March Madness music?
I thought about it.
CBS.
It's once a year. What is it? Can you do it right now?
Now,
he just played it for you, but I know it is iconic, but does it resonate like those five?
I don't know. There are people right now who, when they just heard it play, instantaneously got chills and then started to cry because they should be hearing it right now.
I had this conversation with Andrew. You know, when you talk about iconic, you could use, NBC's theme for the Olympics, right?
True.
But it's every 4 years, and I'm not sure that it resonates the way that these five that are like...
And this was a tremendous list. tremendous list. I know Michael doesn't care.
Contentious. But... No, it wasn't contentious. I agree with you.
But you listen, we could disagree adding some things. I mean, baseball on Fox has been good.
What about Sunday Night Baseball?
Sunday Night Baseball, very good as well. But I think these five, at least for me, just hit that iconic
beautifully
feel.
Done.
Now, Donnie, the great director of Yankee Baseball, John Moore, who you should meet at some point.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting.
Big hockey fan. He said that the John Tesh NBA vehicle is now owned and used by Fox for their college basketball.
That's
which
right.
I did not know.
That's right.
We've talked about
that earlier.
Yeah.
But what do you think of?
Do you know that Tesh came up with it? And I saw saw something on Twitter like a week ago. He came up with the theme in his head and called his answering machine at home and hummed it into the answering machine and then went back and put it on paper.
It's a good idea.
How does he come up with that? I don't get it. How do you come up with that?
Well, he did Entertainment Tonight with Mary Hart. They went and had dinner. He started to think about it, and then he probably put all of his kids through college because of it.
It's amazing, too, that John Tesh, who has a host, for people who don't know, by the way, who are young, John Tesh was a host of Entertainment Tonight.
That's right.
And Mary Hart.
And really, I mean, you guys will probably argue with me because Michael, whenever I'm harsh towards anything, Michael gets mad at me. He's not the most distinguished TV broadcaster of all time. His career, he did quite well, but it's not like anyone was going, oh, John Tesh, what a broadcaster. He did his job. But to come up with this musically is so brilliant. It's a completely secondary piece of his career that really outshines the primary piece of his career.
Even from a look standpoint, if they had an Addams Family reboot in the late 80s, early 90s, he's playing Lurch.
Oh, don't go here. The guy just went through a terrible medical situation, and that's
Don.
What you say?
Don went further than I did. You know, Don doubled down.
But tell
he really
me what
did.
You're thinking. I'm just saying that he was a big guy.
I kind of look like him. How could you say that?
You know what? It's a great point by both of you. Salient points all around.
Christine Lisi does a great job up at the network with updates. Says the NHL on ESPN is her theme on her ringtone.
Wow.
Is Christine listening right now?
I would think so. I don't think she just, like mental telepathy, knew what we were talking about, and it just popped into her head. I mean, I appreciate that she tweeted me, but I don't think she would have done that if we weren't on topic. Well, just randomly, she was going to tweet me. By the way, Don, the NHL on ESPN is my ringtone.
Now, okay. Don, John Moore, the director of Yankee Baseball, who you should meet at some point.
I'd like to meet him one day.
Telling me he's watching the show on Yes. He said, you've got to pan left. You are too far over on the box that you're in. You've got to lean left. And Peter, he said, you have to lean right.
Well, yeah.
Just do it. He's a director.
But I have to lean right?
I think I have to lean right.
You have to lean left, and Peter has to lean right.
How's that? Do you like it better?
Yes, much
better. But actually, to be able to square it up, I moved right.
No, you're wrong. You have to move your left shoulder, move over. No, you're moving the wrong way.
I don't know.
Do you know left from right?
Listen, do you know how out of... Half of your face wasn't on the first segment of the show, okay? So
and
shut
you know
your
what?
Mouth.
I noticed it right away, and it was fixed immediately.
There's a delay, Michael.
What do you think of the...
this is the stuff you complain about and worry about? Tuesday, you weren't even on the air.
And I had people here, great people, by the way, from Optimum working
tremendous
six
people.
Hours to try to fix this. We haven't had a problem today, right?
What do you think of the jersey in the background I have today, guys?
Is that
Clyde Drexler.
Oh, yeah.
Clyde the Glide.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful red Portland authentic jersey.
And you also have a politically incorrect sweatshirt on.
Oh, what, Bullets?
Yeah, you can't say that anymore. That's why they're the Wizards.
Isn't this a gorgeous hoodie? This was
nice.
This was designed by Wale. It was a collaboration between Mitchell & Ness, Wale, and Bleacher Report, and they did this special.
Don't see a collar on it.
No. By the way, let me tell you about your collar rules.
All rules are out now.
Yeah, let me tell you about the pandemic. Not a lot of collar shirts being worn in this room, okay?
Peter has ENN coming up in just a moment. And Peter, I'm issuing you a dare as you prepare for this.
All right.
Eric Dickerson compared the Rams' new logo to something that I don't think that you could articulate on ENN.
Okay.
But I will challenge you to do it.
Is there an emoji for it?
No. I don't think. Not a clean emoji.
Does he like it or doesn't like it?
No. Oh, wow. He said it looks like a...
That's very tough to...
Yeah.
I don't even know what he's talking about. I don't really understand, but...
You'll see. Look it up. It's a daily news story that's on Twitter right now. We want to remind you that no matter where you are, you can hear us anywhere. Click the Listen Live box on ESPNNewYork.com, the Listen Online, Listen on the ESPN app or the TuneIn app on your phone, or ask your smart speakers to play ESPN New York. Hear 98.7 ESPN New York anywhere you go or don't go these days. Yes, Don?
How about this? Can I try an attempt?
Yeah.
What he says it looks like is in his last name.
Oh, wow, beautifully done.
And you could also say his initials relate to it directly.
Oh, wow. So it looks like a son. Anyway, we'll come back with ENN. See if Peter can actually attack this story. Yes, 98.7 ESPN.
For more than 80 years, Nissan has been there for you. And now is no different. We're offering flexible payment options for current NMAC customers. Our service departments are here to help. And for future owners, we're now offering more help. Deferred payments for 3 months on 11 models. Plus, we'll cover your payments for up to 2 additional months. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on 10 models. This is help when you need it. Visit NissanUSA.com today to learn more. Nissan, innovation that excites. Offers available to well-qualified buyers on purchase of an eligible 2020 Nissan from new dealer stock when financed through Nissan Motor Acceptance Corporation. Subject to NMAC credit approval and max term limit. Subject to residency restrictions. NMAC special APR cash amount is capped and varies by vehicle from $500 to $2,000, which customer can apply toward up to 2 monthly payments. Customer is responsible for all payments. Delayed payment must begin 90 days from date of contract. Accrual of interest commences from contract date and consumer responsible for accrued interest. Dealer participation may vary. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details, including list of eligible models and service availability. Offers end 6-1-20.